This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Brucham Abam, Shalom Aleichem. We continue in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Tzitzis, and we're in the middle of Siftes. We began the Mechaber yesterday. The Mechaber in Siftes says, Yaseh Nekev Ba'orech HaTalis Lo'y Lamala Mishalosh Atzvois. You should make a hole in the length of the talis, not more than 3 fingers. Which fingers? Hainu Gudalim, thumbs. If you make it more than 3 thumbs, it's not going to be called the corner. It's going to be called the beged. And not less than the amount of space that there is between the joint of the thumb and the nail. It has to be on the corner. And if it would be less than this, from the joint to the nail, it will be below the corner. So basically, it can't be on the baguette and it can't be below the corner. What's the definition of the corner? The area that's more than from the joint to the nail and less than 3 thumbs. Now, how do we measure it? Do we measure it straight, which would get you, it would have to be further from the edge, or do you measure it on a diagonal? If you measure on a diagonal, it would be a little bit less, using the Pythagorean theorem, that a diagonal, right, it's going to just take up more space until you get there. You measure this straight and not on a diagonal. So yesterday we saw that the talis gadol should have one hole. The talis katan, it depends whether you're Polish or Hungarian. If you're Polish, you should have 2 holes. If you're Hungarian, you should have 1 hole. What if you're German? 1 hole. Okay. Talis gadol should have 1 hole. We're up to sif katan mem. Ba'oirach, the length. Ayin lekama mishabur sif katan on beiz masha kosav nusham. Where the Mishabura says the width of the beged is what is worn from on a person's height from his head to his feet. The length is masha nisatif boy, the darcha itavu ba'irach. So the roichav is what you wear from your height to your feet. The width is going down, apparently. The length is what you wrap yourself in. But we're going to see that in coming up in Sivkata Nun Beis. Loi lamala mishalosh. It should not be more than 3 fingers. Why? Deloi mikri knaf ha-beged. Al-beged, that's not called the corner. It's called the garment. V'atara kasva al-kanfe bigdeyam, but not al-bigdeyam. So that's the opinion of the Mechaber. Loi lamala mishalosh etzbois, which is the thumb. V'ayim bebeis yoshev shekasav. Says the Beis Yosef, you could make exactly 3 thumbs width and then put the nekev afterwards. Even though from the Lashon of the Mechaber you would see it can't be more than 3 thumbs. So that means it has to be within 3 thumbs. No, says the Beis Yosef. It can't be more than 3 thumbs and then make the hole. Okay? So not that the hole has to be within 3 thumbs, it can't be more than 3 thumbs before the hole. But Vari Poskim Cholkim Azeh, many Poskim argue on this, the Sfir Lehudim Mekimah to have a Shalosh Etzbois, Su Beged Mikvah Lai Kanaf. V'yal Ken Yesh Li Zohar, Lasse Sheyascha Nekav Toch Shalosh Etzbois. Who argues on this? The Mari Ben Chaviv, Mari Abuah, V'habach, V'oid Poskim, Va'aniba aniyusi, I would have said that the Mechaber himself chose his Lashon in a way where, even though in the Beis Yosef he said you could have 3 fingers and then put the hole, but that's not how he wrote in the Mechaber. In the Mechaber he says it can't be more than 3 thumbs. Maybe it's not so clear, meaning you can't make the hole more than 3 thumbs away. Okay, but in any event, one should have the hole within three thumbs. Kasamagin Avram, Imma. Now, this is academic, but it's not academic. Why? Because usually, you know, most people, they buy peretzitzis, they're not making their own baguette. It comes with, you know, the badats, and no one pays attention, no one's taking out a ruler to measure it. Where these halachas are nageya is often, if you wear tzitzis, I don't know, a couple of months, so then the hole begins to fray. Now, if the hole begins to fray, now you're getting the tzitzis now may move too close to the edge. So it's actually an issue not with the three thumbs. It's not going to move more than three thumbs away. But I guess it depends which direction it rips. It could rip in the direction that it's going to be too far, more than three thumbs. It could be rip in the direction that it's going to be too close and less than the area between the Kesher HaGadol and the Tzipoiran. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Kasa Magen Avram, Im Asa Nek of Lamal Mishash. Let's say you made the hole more than three. Afal Pisha Kisha Kasha Tzitzis Asa Achutin Shal Beged Kitzarim. Even if when you tied the tzitzis, you made the strings on the beged short, then it's kaflu aknafis. And by tying the loop tightly, now the corner folded up, and now it's less than three vulamat mishash pasul. Dahare al kapanam yesh baha knaf shir beged. Because the corner has a shir beged. It doesn't matter that it started bunching up. What difference does it make that it bunched up? Lamaisa, the corner has three fingers, and that's not a corner, it's a beged. Likewise, if you made the hole above, with the proper amount of space, more than from the joint to the nail, and now the garment bunched up, and now you have very little space between the tzitzis and the corner, it's okay, kosher. You have the requisite shear on the corner. Now, what are the three fingers? Thumbs. Hainu gudalim. Ein le'el sivkatan yates. Look earlier in sivkatan yates. Namely, that the thumb is an average thumb, and you measure it by the top joint, where it gets wide. And either that the Rambam says it's seven barleys, or two barleys in long. Says Mishnah Rabbah Aymar Tzitzchaim, look in the Malbim, the Masik Chachil Yoysetav Limdei Rashosh Esboiz Ba'ama Kemitza V'Zeres Hasmuchin Zelazah V'ayim V'Ber Halacha. The Arzal Chaim says, no, that's not how you measure it. You measure three fingers. Which three fingers? The Amma, the Kmitza, and the Zeres. So you know, this is the Goydel. This is Zeres, Kmitza, Amma, Etzba, Goydel. Zeres, Kmitza. The Zeres, you measure the Choshen from here to here. The Kmitza, you do the Kmitza. The Amma, you measure an Amma to the elbow. The Edzba, the Goydel. So the Malbim is saying the way you measure it is the Amma, the middle finger, the Kmitza, and the Zeres, and not three thumbs. He brings in the Bir Halacha. Let's see very quickly. Bir Halacha says, "I am betashig gozim malkam roi chav ha-goido," the width of the thumb. "I am prima gadim shigav de kamelon kein la-halacha." That's how he paskin, says the prima gadim. "V'chayodim hete gamkin." "Mikol malkam lefi ma shekosavnu koidem." "Di yesh lizar alasis hanekev davka toich etzva ha-shlishi koidem ha-shlom asai," says the Bir Halacha. But I just told you that the hole should not be after the three fingers, it should be within the three fingers. Basically, there are two ways to do it. You could do it within three thumbs, or you can measure the Zeres, the Amma, and the Kmitza, and then put the hole. And says the Mishmarah, the Birach, V'aydivadi chad shiruhu. It's the same shear. Because three thumbs is going to be wider than the Zeres, the Kmitza, and the Amma. The Zeres is much thinner. The Kmitza is thinner. So either you could, like the Beis Yosef says, put it right after the three fingers, but use the three smaller fingers, or do it within the three fingers and use the Goydalim. Okay, very good. The Mishnah Brura continues. Sivkatan Mem Gimel. She'enoi Nikra Ikanaf. It's not called the corner. Uma'akev afilu b'di'eved. You're not even yotze b'di'eved. If you do it more than three fingers, you're not going to be yotze b'di'eved. Vafil ma'acher shos b'ay tzitzis. Even if, after you made the tzitzis, vafil rak chuy achas, even one winding, chatach ba'nekev, you tore the hole. She yitzva tzitzis l'mata, this way the tzitzis will get closer. Vafil hachi pasul mishum tasva mina asa. You can't, after the fact, make a tikkun to get the tzitzis to the right location. Vo'adinipcha, the same thing would be the opposite. Let's say kishatolan toch kesha agudal. Let's say you tie the tzitzis too close to the edge, within the amount of space that there is between the joint and the nail. Chasachamal, you tore it a little bit up to move the tzitzis away from the corner. Ba'begin behela tzitzis amal mikesha agudal, and you brought the tzitzis above, and you say, but it's going to fall down. No problem. And then you sewed it. V'tafer lamata, or you aitala matlis ala kanaf, or you patched it up. It's also a problem of tasav lemin asay. Have a gam kain tasav lemin asay. Fine. Talis shel tzemer, a woolen garment. Shehoisa mitzuyetzes kilchasa. That was strung properly. V'nimtza begdil shel meshi, shehoisin besvas hatalis chutin shel pishtan. And there is, in the gedil of linen that you made at the edge of the talis, strings of linen, v'hutzruchu lishleif ha-gedil min ha-talis, and you had to remove it from the talis, roi lahachmer lahater atzitzis v'lachsor l'kashram. It is proper to be stringent, to untie the tzitzis, and to tie them again. So what's the case over here? You had a garment of wool, and you had in the gedil of linen. What exactly is this gedil of linen? Is this referred to the strings of the tzitzis, or does this refer to some kind of hem or a lining, some kind of a silk edge, some kind of like an atara, or some kind of design at the edge, or something for to hold it. And now there's strings of linen. There are strings of linen that were probably used to sew this lining on the edge. So you got to remove it because you have shatness. So I would have said, okay, shatness is a side problem to the tzitzis. So I remove the shatness, but I have good tzitzis. Or do we say, since you were not allowed to wear this beged because it was shatness, so it was pasul tzitzis, so now the tzitzis are considered not good, so maybe I have to undo the tzitzis and do it again. So it's proper to be machmir and to put on the tzitzis again. I don't know why. I don't know why. Why would one say that because there's shatness in the garment, somehow that ruins the tzitzis? Doesn't ruin the tzitzis. Shatness is a stammer problem. That's a separate issue between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. You can't wear shatness. So I took out the shatness. There's never anything wrong with the tzitzis. But because this beged was not wearable, therefore somehow it gets into the fundamental kashrus of the tzitzis. It's a chumrah. Weiter. Sivkat and mem dalet. V'loy lamata. It should not be too close. U'ma'akev af b'di'evet. This is also ma'akev b'di'evet. Not only the hole should be above this shear. What does that mean? The hole should be above the shear. What else? I mean, not just the tzitzis. Not just the tzitzis. The whole entire hole should be above the shear. V'ayin bibir halacha. Meaning, if you look in the Be'er Halacha says that there is an opinion that what if the tzitzis are not above the shear, it's betzimtzum at that shear. That's what we're coming lafuke. Maybe the tzitzis could be precisely at the amount of space between the knuckle and the tzipoyren. No, it has to be above that shear. In other words, the same way we say that by three fingers, it should not be above, it should be within, right? Remember we said that the hole has to be within the three thumbs. Here we're saying the hole has to be after the Kesher HaGoydel. We'll do one more. Sivkat Memhe Mikashir Pasha Gam Kem Shemin Badam Beinani. This is also, it's obvious, this is measured by the average person. Okay, we'll continue Bezus Hashem on Monday, Sivkat on Memvav. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos, Shkoyach, Bracha V'Hatzlacha, and if you are in the five towns, you're invited to Naftali Gladstein's Bar Mitzvah of Shabbos. And even if you're not in the five towns, you're also invited to Naftali Gladstein's Bar Mitzvah of Shabbos. Kol Tov, everyone. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.